Some people do act as if elected officials are magic. Give me a break, say our first guests, Matt Welch, editor of Reason Magazine, and Angelo Codevilla, the author of The Ruling Class. His book has been highly praised by many on the right. Rush Limbaugh called it brilliant and important. So, Angelo, The Ruling Class, what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, not only high government officials, most of whom are Democrats, also a whole bunch of Republicans who are aspiring to have the kind of power that Democrats have, the people who make the rules by which we live.
And they say more power, more money to us.
To us. So that we can take care of you.
When you write, people are like the frog that awoke to the fact that it was being slow boiled. What do you mean?
Well, I mean that the American people were introduced to big government slowly, just as a frog who is put into cold water and then slowly, slowly heated does not feel the urge to jump out. That a frog...
You put the frog in boiling water,
It will jump out. But if you turn up the heat slowly, it will cook slowly and die there.
Well, I've heard this story a lot, so today I think we should test this. I brought two frogs here, and I have a hot plate, so we'll get to that later in the show. But
the frogs should be painted red, white, and blue, by the way.
Okay, we'll work. No, that would hurt the frogs. Some people say the Tea Party is going to change this. Matt Welch, you should buy that?
They have a better chance, certainly, than the two major political parties do in changing this. The problem is, right now, the Tea Party are sort of a wing where they're trying to affect the Republican Party. And what we've seen for the last 10 years, at least, is that the professional Republican Party is interested in boiling those frogs real slow. They are interested in growing the size of their government,
rewarding
their
friends. Republicans have said we want to shrink government, and this year they keep talking about cutting, limiting the growth.
Well, they keep talking about it only after Tea Party challengers beat their hand-picked candidates, who are people who supported TARP, for example, and who supported George W. Bush in 8 years of being the biggest government president that we've had since Lyndon Johnson.
Angela, you're more optimistic about the Tea Party.
Well, I'm more optimistic about the Tea Party, but I do believe that that it's going to be a big fight. The Tea Party is extraneous to the Republican Party. It is trying to do a hostile takeover, and the Republican Party is resisting. This is what makes horse races. We don't know who's going to win.
I thought the Republican Party was embracing the Tea Party.
They're trying to take credit for it, co-opt it, and then also cut it off at the knees, making sure that we don't do anything like reform entitlements or, Lord knows, cut defense spending. You know, all you have to do is see the difference between the Republicans' already forgotten pledge to America, supposed to be their new contract that nobody really actually read or paid attention to, and the contract from America, which came from the Tea Party people. The contract from was 10 points, 10 sentences, all of them having to do with restraining government, keeping it within constitutional limits. The pledge, too, was a whole bunch of pictures of Ronald Reagan, talk about God and country, and hands-off entitlements.
Yeah, I noticed they say a spending freeze for most domestic programs, exempting programs for seniors, like Social Security, and others that affect veterans and the military. But that's most of the budget.
If you are not, in 2010, ready to cut government, you are not in a position to lead. You are not worthy of office anywhere. City, county, state, federal government.
Reason's based in California. You're excited about this proposition on marijuana.
Proposition 19, we've had a failed drug war in this country for decades. It has literally killed people, spent billions of dollars, ruined millions of lives. We are an incarceration nation. We have millions of people behind bars. If this thing passes in California against the will of the governor, Dianne Feinstein, Jerry Brown, absolutely every single newspaper in the state.
Yeah, every newspaper editorial board, all the big politicians.
If it passes despite all of this, this will be the first step towards something that we should have had a long time ago in this country, which is repeal of a prohibition that has ruined lives.
And Angelo, you're feeling there is a toss out the ruling class mood now, which is new.
Well, yes, there certainly is. What we have is not so much a defection from the Democratic Party. We have a defection from government. The realization that the ruling class has basically fouled up everything it has touched in foreign policy as well as in domestic policy. We are dealing with a bunch of incompetents. And the American people want something very different.
There's all this excitement about this election, big change, but I'm skeptical that much will change. They're talking about all the seats that are competitive this year, but of 435 seats in the House, only 100 are up for grabs.
That is,
if all of them change hands, which is unlikely, there would be a 77% reelection rate. We have this graph up that shows the typical reelection rate has been 98 and 99%.
There are at least four senators running unopposed. Senators. There's 100 senators. There are not many of them. There's four running unopposed. There are about half of the House races are completely lopsided, spending 10 to 1 against opponents. We don't have a rich and vibrant democracy.
Sounds like The Ruling Class, the title of your book. And please stay with us, Angelo and Matt, because in our next segment, our audience wants to grill you about this.